Today on We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses the musicals. We're talking about Beauty and the Beast. Come be our guest as we discuss that tale as old as time. If you use antlers in all your decorating, then this episode is for you. One thing's for sure, there's an episode there that wasn't there before. Now let's go kill the beast. But first, let's kill that theme song.
I definitely like the episode there that wasn't there before. That's clever.
Hey, thanks.
That is, I rate that 12.
Out of what?
Out of 15.
What?
You heard.
Okay, 12 out of 15.
Mm-hmm. Good work.
Well, hey, everybody. Bonjour. Welcome to today's episode.
Oui,
oui. You're listening to We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell your opinions about them, for this is musicals. I'm James, and...
And I'm Elise.
And guys, this is the show that brings you facts any 9-year-old could find on IMDb.
But not today.
Oh yeah, we don't have facts today. Well, we might have some facts. They might just pop up.
Yeah, I know some things.
Oh, you know some things. What do you know some things about, Elise?
This movie.
And what movie, what musical? What are we talking about?
Well, here's the deal. We're talking about Beauty and the Beast. Now, you might ask.
Wait, what's its alternate title?
Oh, sorry. I don't remember. Oh, you know.
Yeah, a.k.a. PG-13 Bestiality the Musical. Thanks at RG Richards 10 for throwing us off course today.
Hold on. Hold on. Throwing a soft throwing corpse? Us,
throwing us off course.
Oh.
You know. Oh. Blowing the winds in our sails and making us go eastward when we hope to aim westward. I snorted.
Why did that throw us off course? I don't get it.
Because you were about to say something. I had to interject with the alternate title. Well, thanks, so, R.G. Richards.
But so that's your fault.
I know. I could have saved it. Course. Yeah. Uh-huh. What were you saying?
So don't put that on R.G. Richards.
I still will.
She is trying her best. Is it a girl?
I think it's a girl. Bestiality the Musical.
Okay.
Just throwing that back out there.
Okay. Oh, I know what I was saying. I was saying, mm-hmm. You might ask, is this the 1991 version?
Oh, yeah.
Or is this the 2017 version?
Oh, Elise. Is this the... Wow, your cat is rubbing right up against your microphone.
Well, she's new here.
Beauty and the Beast.
I thought you were going to insert cat in there or something.
Nope. I'll just let the viewers decide which one. Okay. So, Elise, is this the 1991 version or the 2017 version?
Easy for you to say. Well, here's the thing. I don't even know.
What? Wait, what?
No.
You don't even know.
I mean,
yeah,
okay.
we're doing the 2017 version, aren't we?
I thought we were going to compare and contrast.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to happen inevitably, but I think like the majority...
Why are you whispering so loudly?
The majority of it will probably be 2017, correct?
Why are you saying 2017? That makes you sound like an idiot.
Which one are we talking about? I mean, we're going to talk about both. Just that's just going to happen, right?
Well, that's where I was going with that.
Okay, yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah. Talk anymore. Yes, we're going to talk about 2017, but we're also going to go back a little bit. We're going to talk about 1991. There's going to be a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Oh.
That's not from the musical.
No, but it was 1991. That's what 1991 sounds like in my head. Oh.
Okay.
Is
this from a particular song or it's just
no,
the
it's
whole
just
year?
The, you know, my memories from 91. I was about 5 years old, and it just all sounded like fake drums, and some dude being like, hoopa hoopa da do ba do da do 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 hoo do ga da do, and then these ladies would be like,
That sounded
anyways,
like...
it's not what the music sounds like in Beauty and the Beast. We can move on.
What are we moving on to?
Well, let's talk about the musical. I mean, let's say somebody's tuning in right now, first time listening to the podcast.
I just pictured them like turning something on their radio station. That's not how it works.
They tuned in to us. Yeah, and let's say they don't know what Beauty and the Beast is. Hey, why'd you start with this episode? But that's beside the point.
That's fine if they want to do that.
Is it fine?
Yeah, let them do what they want to do. It's a free country.
Yeah, be our guest.
Yeah.
So Beauty and the Beast, what is this story even about? I mean, we got beauties? We got beasts? At least if there was somebody going, what's the plot of this musical?
Mm.
If they're saying, what had happened in this musical? What would you tell them? Tell us what had happened.
So, what had happened was...
Yay, she said it! Yay!
Quiet down on my fans.
We should make shirts that say what had happened was, but like spelled out like phonetically like that.
Let's do that. Let's put a picture of me.
Okay.
Just kidding.
No, too late. Putting your face on it. Continue.
What had happened was... There was this girl, right? She walk around her town saying, this is a dumb town. I don't like it. There's got to be more to life and such.
What's her name?
Her name is Belle.
That means beautiful.
Exactly. And people say she pretty and stuff. And I think everybody just jealous. She likes to read. They like to buy eggs. Anyways, so then her dad... he goes away for a second, and then he gets captured by this beast, and then she comes to save him, and then she's like, let me take your place, and he's like, okay, not really, but so then she takes his place, and then she's in the house with the beast, and then, you know, he's trying to, like, you know, see if he could maybe flirt with her. Okay, your turn.
Where'd you leave off? I mean, we're to where the beast is trying to flirt with Belle.
Oh, backstory is that there's an evil curse.
Wow.
You need to know that.
Yeah, the beast was cursed. He wasn't originally a beast.
Right, right.
Do we really have to explain this one? People know this movie, right?
Well, just finish it off.
He turns into a human again, and so does everybody else. The end.
You skipped right to the end.
He said finish it off.
I just meant, like, give us a little summary instead of just being like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
Well, okay, so in that case, she could break the curse, but he lets her go.
And to visit her father.
Yeah, he's like, hey, some things are more important than my happiness and all the people in my house's happiness. He's like, Belle, go be with your father. But then people in the town, they want to kill the beast. And Belle's like, I don't want that to happen. So now Belle has feelings for the beast. And that's, my friends, is what breaks the curse.
That's my friends.
That's my friends. All my friends are in this movie.
Village crazy lady.
So yeah, that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, we covered it.
Yeah, I'm sure diehard fans of Beauty and the Beast are going, we watch different movies.
They've turned it off by now. Yeah, oh, they're clearly talking about a different film.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know what had happened.
Oh, but we do know.
This was my first time watching the 2017 version.
Yes.
I had heard mixed reviews.
You had heard?
Yeah. Some of my friends that are Disney obsessed saw it and they loved it, but it's hard to judge what they really feel, because anything Disney makes is like good.
It's holy.
Sure. Yeah. I was trying to think of a good word to use.
But I could think of a word.
Yeah. Holy.
I could think of another word.
Is it a 4-letter word?
No.
Is it bestiality?
You know what it is.
Poop.
Gucci.
Gucci. Oh, have you used that word on this podcast before?
I'm
pretty sure
I
edited it out every time you say it.
Oh my gosh. If that's true, I'm honestly going to become the mob and kill you.
You know, I would permit it in the what had happened segment. If you say, you can say Gucci as much as you want in the what had happened.
Yeah, but.
I'm going to put that on the shirt. Your face and then a bubble that coming out of your mouth that says what had happened was. Mm-hmm. And you got a chain around your neck that says Gucci. How about that?
Okay. I'm buying 10 of them tomorrow.
Gucci.
I got you to say it.
So I had heard mixed reviews about this movie, and I kind of gave them the benefit of the doubt before watching it. Like, I know you had kind of reservations about it.
You could say that.
Yeah, when it first came out, you were like, I have some strong words to say. Mm-hmm. So you kind of gave me your spiel back in the day when it first came out, way back in early 2017.
Way back in 2017.
And I was, I kind of took it with a grain of salt, honestly. I was like, okay. Because
you don't believe me.
Well, not all. Well, I believe you most of the time, but I'm just saying sometimes we differ in opinions on things like this, you know? So I just wasn't sure. But having watched it now, I feel like, why was this movie so lazily put together? It's just a sad interpretation of the original 1991 version. And I know there's some people out there that disagree. Hey, whatever. But to me, it felt like they could have spent way more time and energy into making this a great, because it is a great story. And the music is, they use so much of the same music from 1991 in this new version. And the music, I love the Beauty and the Beast music. It's so good. So like, why did they, I don't know. I feel like they felt like if they could just stamp the Disney stamp on it, then it would be like, great job. And I saw, okay. And I know I'm not letting you talk, but I'm ranting because
I wanted to hear what you thought.
Because here's what blows my mind. We differ in our opinions on the movie Mamma Mia. But Mamma Mia, it was the highest grossing live action musical when it came out. And it held that title for 9 years until this. Beauty and the Beast beat it. And I'm just, that after having seen it now, that blows my mind. How in the world did this movie...
But we're counting the money it made from people seeing it just one time.
Oh, what?
So, okay, so what I'm saying is, like, it was hyped up, like, 100%, and, like, so much marketing and so whatever.
Right.
So I'm just saying, like, there could still be a lot of people who came to see it expecting great things.
Oh, and didn't like it. Yeah, because I think it has...
feeling the same way that we
did. I think
did.
It has, like, a 6.5 on IMDb or Rotten Tomatoes or whatever. So I guess, yeah, maybe people saw it and then left kind of feeling disappointed.
Because I think it got hyped up. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it was just... Yeah. I mean, they released the cast, like, when? Was that, like, 2015? Or am I just exaggerating?
No, 2015, that's when they were like, Emma Watson, guys, get ready.
Yeah. And we were like, wow, we were like, what's going to happen? I mean, I literally said, like, out loud to a person, I said, wow, I didn't know that Emma Watson could sing, but she must be able to. Because they put her in a musical. And now, what's happening?
Well, here, I did read this, though. When they were talking about making a Beauty and the Beast live action version, they didn't want to make a live action version of the Broadway musical. They wanted to do it more gritty, like some of the Snow White movies that had been made at the time, like Snow White and the Huntsman or whatever those were, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that's anywhere close.
Yeah, so they wanted to do that. Now, to me, casting Emma Watson then makes more sense. So maybe they cast her and then through the process of writing and sculpting what they wanted the movie to be, they decided to make it more of a live action retelling of the 91 version. And then it was kind of like, uh-oh, well, we got Emma Watson. Now what do we do? So like, I'm hoping maybe that's what happened. That makes more sense. Because I feel like if you knew it was going to be a musical right away, there's plenty of actresses that can sing.
But also, would they have done the movie without the music? Really?
Yeah. I would have been okay with that. I'm okay with doing live action retell. Like, Maleficent was very popular, and it didn't have any music in it, did it? But I thought it was great and gritty and interesting, and I feel like you can tell a story like that in a fantasy world without it being a musical. I'm glad it was a musical, so we can talk about it, but
yeah.
I don't think it needed to be. And I think because they basically tried to do a remake, it just seems like a sad imitation more than a new creation.
Imitation.
Emma. Oh my gosh. I don't know who I turned into right then.
I don't know, but I feel like you were just taken over by another...
A beast. I'm sure you have more to say. You can rant. We'll rant at the end. But okay. I feel I didn't mean to start this episode with ranting about how bad it is. But
it's fine.
Yeah. But let's talk about the music, because that's what we're here for, right? Musicals. Musicals.
Musicals.
And I think this musical, at least the original, has some great songs. I think this version has some weird versions of those songs now. Some less than good. Let's call it inferior versions.
Ah, good word.
So I don't know. Let's talk about music. Let's talk about, since we're on a kick of being negative right now, let's talk about least favorite songs. Ooh. From Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, so from Beauty and the Beast 2017, because, you know, in that situation, we've got added songs.
Yes, from 2017.
Honestly, I'm just going to have to go with Days in the Sun.
Days in the Sun. What'd you not like about that song?
Well, because I feel like it's just kind of a depressing replacement of Human Again. I mean, because think about it. Did you think about it?
Yeah, I thought about it, and I liked that song.
Oh, good. Well, in my opinion, Human Again has this upbeat, like, wishful, when we're human again, when we're human again. And it's, like, kind of just, it's nice, and they're being uplifting about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the other side, we have Days in the Sun. They're just reminiscing about, think about how good we had it, and now look at us. We're never going to make it. We're never going to get out of here alive. So it's just pretty depressing. And
yeah, but I feel like that's a more realistic view of probably how the characters were feeling at the time.
But, like, why? Why take out the good song and replace it with a sadder song?
I don't know if I like the song in the original, though. Like,
okay.
Human Again, to me, I didn't even, when we were watching that, I was like, was this deleted scene or something? I didn't remember that song.
It's not impressionable, I know.
Yeah, so I wasn't impressed with that song to begin with. I didn't miss the other song, and I thought this song was fine, so.
Okay.
I'm okay with it being depressing. That's fine. Depress me.
Oh.
Depress me. Impress me.
Oh. Okay, but what's your least favorite song then?
I don't really have one that sticks out as my least favorite necessarily. But there are part or vibes that I get from certain songs that I don't like. So like I feel like a lot of people like the Something There That Wasn't There Before song. And to me, that one's just kind of it serves the same purpose for me as the Beauty and the Beast song does. Like they're both kind of like, look, they're falling in love, you know? And to me, Beauty and the Beast is a better song. So Something There That Wasn't There Before, and like, hey, get out of here. We don't need you. I just don't like that song as much as Beauty and the Beast. But I don't know if it's my least favorite song. Now, the How Does a Moment Last Forever? This is sung two times in the musical, when Belle's father is singing it. And then later on when Belle is singing it when she's in Paris, because that happened somehow. When her father was singing it to begin with, I thought, this is kind of a sweet song. Like, it felt... I just wasn't expecting it, because it's not one of the original songs, and I was like, whoa, this is, you know, I don't know anything about her dad yet. And so he's just singing, and I was like, this is kind of a sweet sounding song. But then when Belle comes back to sing it later, it just felt forced. Like, they were trying to be like, remember that song we sang before? Now I'm singing it instead. So make a connection and be sad.
That's it.
I'd say that's probably my least favorite song. Although Evermore is also kind of not that great for me. But I know you said you liked the Josh Groban version of Evermore.
Yes, but when I watched it in theaters, the movie, not Josh Groban, and not it.
Not it, yeah.
Oh, boy, too many to keep up with. That song jolted me so much because I felt like it was so all of a sudden and unexpected. And I said, whoa, 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 what? And
so not then, in a good way. It didn't jolt you like emotionally, like, whoa, I'm crying all of a sudden.
No, he literally is like, Belle, go to your father, whatever. And she turns around to go. And then he's like, ah, like immediately starts like screaming.
Yeah.
And I literally jumped
because
I was frightened.
Yeah.
And then I slaughed. Yeah. I slaughed.
You slaughed because the beast frightened you.
I really was laughing because I was like, what's happening? Is this real? Where's Ashton Kutcher? Am I getting punked right now? And I legitimately looked around to see if there was cameras, and there were not.
Oh, good.
not a prank, just a bad
so not a fan transition. Of Evermore either.
Yeah, it's like when I heard Josh Groban sing it, I said, okay. But in the movie, yeah. I said, no-kay.
I listened to the soundtrack, and you said to listen to the Groban version, or mm-hmm. the Gro version, as I like to call it. Not good. Gonna edit out. So I listened to the Groban version, and I thought, this sounds good, but I love Josh Groban's voice, but he has a tendency to sound like somebody wrote an awesome song and they said, I need a voice that can sing this. And they hand him, and he knocks it out of the park, but there's something about it that's just, it sounds very much like somebody reading some song someone else wrote.
So you're saying it didn't seem as if he had a connection to the song.
Yeah, and I think he did a great job. Like, it sounds amazing. But so I had that thought. And then later on in the soundtrack, the writer of, I think his name's Alan Menken or Mecklen?
Menken. He's the guy who does like all the Disney songs.
Yeah. So then there was a version of him doing that song as a demo version that he had made. And he's not the greatest singer, and he's not bad. But he's not Josh Groban. Mm-hmm. But I listened to that version, and I, you know, he wrote the thing. And so when he was singing it, it was kind of like, dang. Like, because I think it's because I knew he must have been writing this song from some sort of experience, you know? Mm-hmm. I know he's writing about Beauty and the Beast, and it's his job, and he's getting paid for it. But usually artists draw on something.
Well, and so
there was just this kind of like sweetness to it that was different than the other two versions I had heard. So mm-hmm. I did like that, but the song itself, when played out in the actual film, is kind of like, huh?
It is. And part of it's that really weird stuff they did to his voice. Like, they deepened it and they maybe auto-tuned it a little bit or something.
Yeah, it sounds like he's got gauze in his mouth when he first starts
singing. I never needed anybody in my life. That sounds kind of Russian or something.
Oh, well, racist.
Sorry to all the Russians out there. Didn't mean that. Just saying, it was very jolting for lots of reasons.
Mainly because it was Russian.
Russian where?
Okay, moving on.
You know what the bad thing is? I literally used that joke today already.
Why?
I know.
And you used it again. Did you not feel ashamed enough the first time?
Well, I got...
Oh, you didn't, obviously.
No, because I got a really good reaction. It was a really good facial reaction of like a mixture of like disappointment and also like confusion.
And you thought that's what I was going to do. Shouldn't you know? Like, I have high standards over here,
no,
obviously, because I said Groversion or whatever. What did I... What?
Yeah, you said... No, you said Groversion, didn't you? You said the Groban version, or as I like to say, the Gro version. You didn't. You kept the whole word version.
You don't think that's clever?
But it's still funny. It's not clever. It's still funny.
No, I know.
Cleversion.
Wow. Let's move on to our most favorite songs. How about that?
Uh huh.
So, what was your most favorite song?
I just think it always is the bell song.
Always the bell song. Bonjour, bonjour.
Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour. Yeah, I really like the Gaston song. I mm-hmm. really do. But there's so many words I don't know.
Yeah, it's like snow one, Gaston.
Did you say snow one?
Gaston. Probably.
Yeah, that's the thing. When I sing it, I literally just...
Gaston. You just say like, Gaston.
It's like when you're listening to rap and you know that they're going to rhyme.
You mean Hamilton?
Yep. And you know like what word they're going to end up rhyming with. So like that's the only part you know. So you're just like that.
Yeah.
Like cat.
Like mom's spaghetti.
Bat. Yeah, exactly. So you catch on and then you only can say like that one word and then it's not as fun.
Right.
That's how so it is Belle. With the Gaston song. Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I've seen Beauty and the Beast.
No, it hasn't.
Well, I mean, technically, no, I watched it 2 days ago, but...
Don't lie to the listeners, please.
But when I was thinking about, okay, I got to rewatch this. I got excited because I remembered the bonjour, you know, all that stuff. And mm-hmm. I forgot how, like, that's an awesome song. Mm-hmm. It's not just an awesome song for Beauty and the Beast. Like, that's a great musical song.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. It incorporates, like, all these, everybody in the town is in on it.
Yeah, it's a fun song.
And it's, like, fast moving, fast paced. Then it has this slowdown part where you're, like, she's revealing a little bit of what's inside. And then it picks up again. And it's just great.
I could listen to just people saying bonjour over and over.
Yeah, it's fun, right?
It is so fun. It's the most fun thing I can think of. I thought you'd be a Beauty and the Beast fan. Like that song. Oh, you don't like that song?
No.
Why?
Because...
Do you like this musical?
No. Just kidding. I feel like it is boring, how you say?
How you say boring? I don't think it's boring. It was nominated for an Oscar. I think it won.
Well, it didn't win the Oscar of my heart.
Oscar my heart wiener? All right, let's just ignore that I said that. I'm just going to push past that if that's okay. Are you okay?
That's just like not even... good, and yet it is. I don't know. I feel so conflicted.
That's fine. Ooh. Would you rate that joke better than Groversion or worse?
Oh. Groversion's not even on the map at this point.
Good.
The joke map.
I find Beauty and the Beast a very adult-sounding song for such a... The movie's aimed at children, obviously, mm-hmm. but that song is so sophisticated. I think that was the first time Disney had been... nominated for a song. Like, maybe you think it's boring because, I mean, did you feel that way this time around? Or like, because I could understand as a kid being like, snooze, but I feel like as an adult, you're kind of like, whoa, there's some depth to this song. Although I could do without the English accent.
Ever a surprise.
Was that your English accent?
No.
Okay, good.
No, but it was surprising.
Surprising wireless.
There it is. Okay, anyways, I think that... Is it a bad song? No, not saying that. I'm just saying it's that song we all associate with it. It gets played and played and played. And it gets to the point where it's like, this song's boring. Let's go back to the Belle song.
So you're just saying there's better songs.
Yeah, and I think it's a nice tune that I like to sing along with, but I don't want to hear it every day.
You don't have to.
Thank you. That's all I'm looking for.
Cool. So my favorite song, do you want to know that?
Okay. Yes, please tell me your favorite song or else I will scream.
Be Our Guest.
That's your favorite song.
Yeah. Why'd you say it like that?
No, it's a good song.
Well, but you said it's surprised.
I think I was thinking about if there was like a Welcome to the Musical song.
Mm-hmm.
But there, I guess there's really not. I mean, Belle kind of is.
Belle is definitely a Welcome to the Musical song. Oh. It literally is Welcome to the Musical.
Well, it's not like it says...
They say bonjour. That means hello. Welcome to the Musical. Be Our Guest, to me, it's Welcome to the Castle, though, for sure.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's fun in that, like, it's the first time I feel like Belle's kind of like, oh, these people might be on my side. The old scene... Well, and the new scene, the 2017 version, they're just fun scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You totally suspend reality for a second, and it's like, hey, I know this room isn't rigged with theater lights, but let's shine some like colored spotlights on the table.
You like know? The drama and the fanfare.
Sure. Fanfare. That's a good term. I like the fanfare. I'm a fan of the fanfare.
There
it's fair to say oh. I'm a fan of the fanfare.
Alrighty.
Hey, what do you think about the mob song?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I like that song too. As we were watching, and I told you it sounded like the opening of Aladdin.
Oh,
or like
yeah.
a Nightmare Before Christmas song. It's got that vibe to it. I really dig that vibe. Well, I dig that vibe, man.
Ooh. It's very ominous. It has that like, you know, marching rhythm to it, which I think is dope. Oh, it's also one of those where there's so much happening in the scene that you just... are kind of distracted, so you're not fully listening to the song, I feel like. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. But you know what? It ends with that cool... I honestly loved this in both movies. And the new movie has its flaws, but I thought the fight scene between the humans and the animated furniture or whatever you call it.
That's it.
I thought in both movies, that was so cool. I'm not very familiar with the old movie. So when I was watching the new movie, I had nothing to compare it to. And I was like, this is kind of a cool scene. I don't remember this. And then we watched the old version again. And there was a fight scene with, you know, wardrobes and pianos fighting people. And it was just as cool. I thought that both movies pulled that scene off very well. I thought that was fun. But speaking of the mob song, there's a line in it. The screw your courage to the sticking place or whatever. And I was like, that sounds so familiar. And we looked it up. I found that it's a line from Macbeth. And I was it's Shakespeare.
Yeah, you did say that.
So, but I was like, but that's not where I've heard it before. Shakespeare. Why would I, you know, I've read Shakespeare before, you know, but like, but I don't, not well enough to quote Macbeth. So I was like, where have I heard screw your courage to the sticking place? And then I was like, Hamilton.
Really?
Yeah. It's in Take a Break. Take a Break. What? And she's like, screw your courage to the sticking place. Yeah. She says that. And people are always like, whoa, Lin-Manuel Miranda quoted Beauty and the Beast. And I'm like, why? I think he quoted Shakespeare. I mean, maybe a little bit of both. But like, yeah, it's in Hamilton. Look it up.
I will later.
You don't believe me?
No, it's not that I don't believe you. It's just odd to me that I've never heard that in my 15 years of listening to Hamilton.
Do you want to play what song is that from?
Yep.
Okay, but first, we should play the theme song.
Yeah, let's do that first. Hey, wait a second, I gotta know, what song is that from? Never mind, let's not do it.
Too late.
Screw your courage to the sticking place.
Screw your theme song to the sticking place.
Ooh.
So, Elise, you have some lyrics for me, and I'm gonna try to guess what song they're from. I'm not as familiar with Beauty and the Beast as you are, so this could be a challenge.
I feel like this is easy.
Well, we shall see. And folks, play along at home. See if you can get a better score. But apparently it's going to be easy, so.
It's going to be easy.
We're all in this together anyway, so.
We're all in this together. Once we know that we are, we're all stars. You don't remember that?
It's from Gaston. Have we started yet?
Nope. What if I did just give you High School Musical lyrics?
Please don't do that.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, number one lyric. It's so peculiar. Wait and see.
It's so peculiar. Wait and see. Oh, that sounds so familiar. See, this is the problem with this musical is like you said this is going to be so easy, but it's like, it's not because I haven't seen this since I was a kid. And so like, this sounds familiar, but I don't know where to place it. Like I know it.
It's so peculiar. Wait and see.
It's so peculiar.
It's so peculiar. That's so peculiar.
Honestly, I think it's got to be between.
Wait and see.
Okay. I think it's between Beauty and the Beast and Be Our Guest. I think it's in one of those two. That's what I've narrowed it down to. I don't remember Be Our Guest lyrics that much from when I was a kid. But Beauty and the Beast sounds like it's got to. I'm going to go with Beauty and the Beast.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Bonk.
Oh, dang it.
Basically, picture it in a British accent.
Yeah, I'm picturing it, and that's Mrs. Potts, and that's Beauty and the Beast. So I got it right, is what you're saying.
It's actually Something There.
See, I never Because
then
really
towards the end,
Mrs.
Potts and I think Lumiere join in, and they start singing about it, and she's like, it's so peculiar, wait and see. So good try.
Yeah, well, not really, but because I narrowed it down to two options that weren't, neither one of them were right.
You tried your best. That's fine.
I tried my beast.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Lyrics two. You're alone and you're scared.
Oh my gosh. You said this was going to be easy.
Well, that's the thing. Like every lyric was so blatantly obvious. So, I mean, I tried really hard to pick ones that were a little bit
You're alone hard. And you're scared.
Think about what rhymes with scared.
Bared, cared, dared, fared, gared, haired.
Think about real words that rhyme with scared. You're alone and you're scared.
I mean, I'm literally just going to have to dab at this one. What if I just guess Beauty and the Beast every time until I get that song? I'm going to guess Beauty and the Beast.
Final answer?
Yep.
No. Bonk. So the complete lyrics are, you're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared.
Oh, be our guest?
Be our guest. Put our service to the test.
That's me. That's me even my favorite song.
All right, lyrics number three. Bittersweet and strange.
I'm going to have to go with Beauty and the Beast on this one.
Final answer?
No. Bittersweet and strange. Well, yeah, final answer. Why not?
Bittersweet and strange.
That's what I thought.
Finding you can change. Learning you were wrong. Yes, you got it. You got it right.
Oh, so I'm not wrong. I thought you were saying wrong.
Oh, no. You got it right. Sweet. Just can't change the lyrics.
So now I can't guess Beauty and the Beast anymore because I got that one right. So do you have two more lyrics for me?
Two more? So well, I can still two get, more and a bonus.
So I can still get the majority of them right.
If you believe.
Because I've missed two, but I got one, but I still got two more. And a bonus, you said?
Bonus. Bonus okay. is worth 10 points.
Sweet.
Are you ready for four?
Born. Ready.
Okay. All right. Say a prayer, then we're there.
Say a prayer, then we're there.
We're halfway there.
Oh, say a prayer.
Then we're there.
Say a prayer. Prayer. Wow. Say a prayer, then we're there. I mean,
yeah.
Is this from the new one or from the old one or both?
Both.
Uh-oh. Say a prayer, then we're there.
You got this.
No, I don't think I do. That's what's sad. Because we've already guessed Be Our Guest, Something mm-hmm. There, and Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's from Belle. Gaston, maybe? No, that doesn't make any sense.
Who's we and where?
Yeah, say you a prayer, I mean? And then we're there. Maybe the mob? Maybe you got to say a prayer, and then we're there at the gates to kill the beast, maybe? Maybe the mob song? Say a prayer, and then we're there at the castle? Huh? Hello?
Are you going to make an official guess, or are you just going to keep asking questions?
Yeah, might as
questions?
Well. The mob song.
Ding, dang, dong.
I reasoned my way out
Say
of
a
it.
Prayer, then we're I there, and way, I don't yeah. remember the lyrics.
Screw your scourge. Scourge.
Ugh, screw your like scourge.
Gross disease.
Like for pirates?
Doctor said I have scourge.
Oh, because it's like scurvy. All right, so you got two right. And then we got one left.
Two right, one left. Just like my arms. I have three arms. Moving on.
That's really interesting.
I know. It's fun to clap.
I don't see how it would be. Okay.
Fifth lyric.
Okay. Stepping, striding as fine as you please. You don't have a lot of options left, so I feel like this should be fine.
Yeah, it's pretty much either like Gaston or Belle. And I'm going to have to go with... I'll go with Belle.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Bonk.
Oh, man. Oh, Belle.
When we're human Belle, no. again. When we're human again. That was a good joke.
Oh, so, yeah, it's not even on my list. Human again. Because no. I was thinking we were doing 2017.
Well, I was kind of mixing them, you know, apparently. Mix and match. But it's okay. We can throw it out if you feel like it's unfair.
Yeah, give me that bonus one.
Okay, here's your bonus.
Uh-huh.
I was innocent and certain. Now I'm wiser, but unsure.
Evermore.
Final answer?
Sure.
Bonk.
Dang it. Days in the Sun, I mean.
Yep. How'd you know?
Dang it.
How did you just all of a sudden know?
It's called Epiphany.
Or Google. Well, anyways, it was a bonus because it was an extra song, you know, a new song. So I just wasn't sure if you'd get it.
Oh, so you can put new songs in, but okay.
Ooh, this is a good argument.
Let's really move good. On. I lost. Let's just say I lost.
You lost, but you know, you don't have to get
hopefully
so upset
somebody
about it.
So hopefully somebody out there did amazing. Hey. If you got them all right, good for you.
Can you at least be excited for them for 1 second?
You know what? Yeah, I can.
All right, done.
Congratulations. If you beat me, hey, good. Okay. I mean that.
I don't think you do.
Bottom of my heart.
Not like you do.
Bottom of my heart.
How come it's getting harder to understand you every
bottom
time you say
bottom of my heart.
Okay. Well, yikes. Anyways, good try. You did your best. You almost got some.
Okay. Is this what you feel like when you lose all the time?
Okay. That's really insulting, and I never want you to say that again.
I won't.
All right.
I won't need to.
Because I'm going to win every time?
No, because people will just know. They'll just be ready for you to lose all the time.
Wow.
Ouch. I think, listen, it's more fun when you lose, so keep it up.
How is it more fun? Who is it more fun for?
Well, moving on.
Okay. You know what? That's rude. You didn't answer my question.
I think you should take this time to talk about why you hate this movie so much.
Ah, that is a gift.
The new movie so much.
How about we do this? How about I ask you some questions?
I mean, will it lead to you about how much you... What? I mean, this is not the same thing.
For instance...
Uh-huh.
You'll understand once we get going.
Oh, good.
For instance, tell me why they would choose Bill Condon to direct this movie, who also directed Twilight Breaking Dawn, and is credited for the worst CGI baby in history of ever. Tell me why.
You know, never saw a Twilight movie, ever.
Did you ever see the CGI, though, for it?
No. Well, maybe. I know it wasn't good. I heard that. So, yeah, I feel like if you're pretty well known for being, like, having bad CGI, why then would you make a movie where the majority of it's going to be animated beasts or moving furniture and stuff? So, yeah.
Exactamundo. Yeah, let's take this moment to say, okay. Did you like the beast CGI stuff?
Well, see, we talked about this. You hated it. It didn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was the most amazing CGI I've ever seen, but I also knew it wasn't a real beast. You know, they didn't find one.
They should have.
Good point.
Or at least curse somebody.
But you were saying they should have used like makeup and stuff. I don't know. I feel like makeup, I'm not sure that would have worked either. I don't know if there's any good way to do a beast where it doesn't look kind of silly.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you do it in a way where it's like he's hidden most of the time, like the shark and Jaws or something, like where you leave a lot to the imagination, you know?
Yeah,
kind of like a Phantom of the Opera thing, like he's kind of mysterious because you don't really see him that well, you know? That might be an interesting way to play this movie out, but yeah, the CGI still, it just didn't, not amazing, but it didn't bother me either. It wasn't distracting.
There's a lot of things that they do with like makeup and costuming that's just amazing. Blows me away. So I just feel like, did we try it? Because I feel like we could have maybe made it work with all the technology and talent that we got going on for us. But the point is, the CGI in Twilight was notably bad. So why did we hire the same director? That's all I'm trying to say.
I agree with you. I mean, I think it potentially could have been better with another director maybe. But I also know that, you know, the director's not in charge of the CGI. He's in charge of directing. He's not the animator.
Yeah, I just feel like his career should probably be over. Don't you think?
Oh, wow. It wasn't a good movie, but I don't know if we
should. No. I'm talking about, I'm
talking about the animator.
Oh, I'm talking about Twilight Breaking Dawn. Even though you haven't seen it, it's the scores will tell you everything you need to know. All right, let's move on. Ready?
Yeah.
Tell me why. Oh.
Tell me why.
Exactly.
We never did that segment.
But that's what we're doing.
Oh, that's what this is?
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't we introduce it?
Oh, because I was waiting until you caught on, and
this is a little segment we called Tell Me Why. Never done it before, always talked about doing it, and now it's been very sloppily introduced into our program.
If you want, you can
tell
go
me
back.
Why.
Okay. Tell me why. This movie can't decide if it's a shot-for-shot remake or a totally new movie that stands on its own.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me either. Who cares?
I care.
Why do you care?
Why do I care?
Isn't it fun to pay homage to the old one?
Well, but then just make the whole thing like that. Why do we have to add these weird side quests where they go to Paris through this magic book, which is not in the original?
No, yeah, I know. No, that's all horrible. But are you saying when they do a nod to the old, visually, the scene looks the same, when he rips the picture of himself with his claws? Are you saying they can't do that in both?
Of course not. I'm saying okay, so let's say that they wanted to go in this gritty type of Maleficent type of movie thing. Mm-hmm. That made sense.
Yeah.
Let's say they wanted to go that route, and then they did the little scratched face painting thing. That's fine. That's cool. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that, there's so much stuff that's the exact same.
Right.
But then we're also but we're not going to keep it the same because we're going to add a bunch of other stuff that nobody cares about.
Yeah, and I get what you're saying, but let me also say this, because mm-hmm. I think the problem... Okay, let me say it like this. Last week we did The Producers mm-hmm. as our episode. Now, there's a lot of similarities between the original version of The Producers, but they also changed a lot of stuff in the new version, and mm-hmm. it works. They're both funny. The problem with this one isn't that they added new stuff. It's that they added bad stuff. I'm okay if they wanted to switch it up, because they have to add life to an old story. We don't want to watch the same thing. It's got to be interesting in some level. So it's I'm okay with adding some stuff, but they just added bad stuff.
Yeah.
Like her father in the original, he falls off his horse and then he has to go seek shelter. And then these people are like, hey, come in, sit down. And the beast is like, whoa, you're sitting in my chair. That's not cool. That all makes sense. And then mm-hmm. the new version, he doesn't lose his horse. He just strolls into this house and just starts making himself at home
mm-hmm.
like a jerk. Mm-hmm. Not even mm-hmm. invited by a candlestick or anything.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, I'm kind of scared of this place. I better get out of here. But before I do, let me steal some flowers.
Yeah.
I'm okay with changing the plot. Just don't change it to where it's stupid.
And tell me why Maurice had to have a monologue during this whole scene. Now I'm going to walk into the house. Now I'm going to take a flower for myself and for my daughter. Now I'm going to look into the beast eyes and get killed.
Yeah.
Why did he have to do that?
That bugged me too. At first it was fine, because I was like, okay, he's talking to his horse. So I talk to my dog. I look at my dog and I say, hey, stop being so dumb. You're dumb.
You're abusing your dog.
No, I did. I did. When I took her out today, I put her on her little leash thing
mm-hmm.
and I got really close to her face and I petted her and I said, you're a little butt. But I said it in a nice tone, so she thinks I'm nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but when I said that, I had this revelation, whoa, Maurice talks to his horse Philippe like that, you know?
He pulls him close and says, you're little butt.
What I'm saying is, I'm okay when he's talking to his horse, but mm-hmm. yeah, once he hops off the horse and he starts going in the house and he's like, whoa, somebody left out food. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's going on here? Whoa. Nobody does that.
I know.
Talk to an animal. That's fine.
Yeah.
Keep your thoughts to yourself, Maurice.
It's just weird. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
And to think that was the writer he needs to say, someone left food out. We can see that. We know that. Mm. We're experiencing it with you.
Or he's like, hey, before I go, I better get a rose for Belle.
Yeah, you could just do that through facial expressions, and then he clips the rose, and then we're all on the same page. We talked about this earlier, but I really need to know, and I was wondering if you could tell me why.
Tell me why.
The Beast audio is horrible and sounds like a Snapchat filter.
I never thought about that either.
It does.
See, these are things that don't bother me. There's a lot wrong with this movie, but the Beast's voice wasn't one of them, you know?
Mm.
Maybe it was a little weird. Maybe they could have done it better. But really, that's it?
Because when you listen to, we've said this, but when you listen to his song, Evermore, you're like, Excuse me?
Yeah, it's a little strange sounding. The song, yeah. But like, are you just talking about his normal voice? Just like talking?
Everything.
Yeah, it didn't bother me.
The audio.
He's a beast. I mean, what do you want him to sound like?
Tell me why. The Enchantress stuck around in this movie and just sat there and endured all these people tormenting her. And lived on scraps and then waited till after the rose completely wilted and then decided, let's let everybody live.
Yeah, that didn't really make sense to me either. Why we didn't need to have her be like a focus. Because in the original, it's like, hey, when the spell's broken.
Right.
Like, she doesn't need to be there to like present photo ID and like approve the transaction. You know?
But the thing is, like, we don't even know in this movie if they did break the spell because she just, I mean, they didn't because the rose wilted, everybody froze, all the animated furniture froze, and then she pops up and she's like, nah, I'll give it to him. And yeah. Then she transforms everybody.
I think that was just another poor attempt of trying to shock the audience. Like, what? I thought they broke the curse.
And or, then it's like, what? That old lady was the Enchantress this entire time? All right, final question. Tell me why. They decided to have Belle ask the prince to consider growing a beard. And then tell me why. He had to growl in response to that, even though he was a human at this point. That's what I need to know.
Oh, I didn't, you know what? I think at that point I had checked out and I wasn't even paying attention.
I think so, because I remember being like, did you hear that part? Because that part's really important.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
That was a lame joke.
And weird and just uncomfortable. And why? And no. And yeah. Please help
me. And like the whole point is kind of like the dude got cursed in the first place for judging a lady on her looks.
I know.
On her looks.
That's what I'm
saying.
And
then he turns into a handsome man, and the first thing you're going to say to him is like, hey, don't like the way you look.
Exactly. We just learned that it's what's on the inside that counts. Also, do you think that this story would be the same if the genders were reversed?
I don't know. I feel like they kind of explored that in Shrek. You know what I mean?
That is honestly a good point. Like, I never thought that Shrek would come up and I would be like, that's a great point, but... But
I
here
mean,
I am.
That's kind of what happened, right?
That's like, a great point. Here's another thing that I'd like to say about Emma Watson. I always feel like I'm saying the wrong last name, but I'm not. Besides the whole singing thing, if they were doing a more, like a totally different Beauty and the Beast movie with Belle being kind of a different character, cool beans. But I don't think she fits the character of Belle, like at all. And she has this very like... She's just very Hermione, and she has like an attitude, and she has like that face, you know, the RBF situation, just like that opening scene of her walking through the town, and she's supposed to be kind of this bouncy, hopeful, romantic type of person, and there's none of that. Like, she's like walking around like slumped, and she's like, whatever,
You know, when you watch the original, everybody's like, Belle's so weird. Mm-hmm. And it's like because she's like a book nerd, apparently, you know, which is that's a weird thing, I guess. But I feel like it's not that weird anymore. I feel like for us to then, if you're going to do a 2017 version, you still have to make her weird. I feel like you need to make her like a nerd, like make her nerdy. Well, do you want to rate this?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll rate this guy. Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. Are we rating just the 2017 version?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to give it a 4. I think that a lot of the stuff that bothers you just doesn't bother me, but it is bad storytelling. And that is what bugs me. And the songs are amazing songs sung worse than the original.
But you liked LeFou and Gaston.
Yeah, they did a great job. A lot of the secondary characters, like I thought the song Gaston in the new one was a fun version of that song. There are a few things where I was like, well, this is a fun, you know, we haven't seen it performed this way before. That's kind of neat. But it's not better. And I think kids would really like it. Like a lot of the stuff I think you're saying about the accent and the CGI, and all that stuff. Like, I think kids would be like, what? But yeah. It's, you know, they wouldn't really care. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a movie for kids.
But they knew that there were a lot of diehard Beauty and the Beast adult fans who would be stoked to see it.
And that's why I'm giving it a 4, because as much as, like, I don't think it's horrible to where it deserves like a 0 or anything. I think it's fine. And like, if my kid one day, if I ever have a kid, said, hey, I want to watch this, I'd say, no, let's watch the old version.
I did not but if feel he, where if I was he, thinking.
If he or she really put his or her foot down and said, no, I want to watch the Emma Watson version, then I'd say, whatever, that's fine. You know, I'll go in the other room. But I wouldn't punish them is what I'm saying.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to give it... Okay. Originally, when I first left the theater, I gave it a 5 out of 10 because I was still processing in that moment. Mm-hmm. And I really was struggling with wanting to like it. And so I just wasn't in my right mind.
Okay.
And so now I'm going to give it a 2.5 because I liked LeFou. I liked Gaston. So I think they deserve some credit for sure. The stuff I didn't like really overwhelmed it for me. And the most important thing to me that, you know, we didn't really talk about, but I'm throwing it in at the end, is that I didn't like the Beast, and I didn't feel like there was chemistry between, like, the Beast and her, and that could be because of the CGI, but I definitely liked the animated Beast a lot more. I felt like he had a lot more character and personality, yeah, for sure. And I could, like, relate to him more or, like, understand what he's feeling more.
You sympathize with him more in the original version, too.
100%. And he has personality from the beginning. I feel like in the 2017 Beast, he's just very, like, we don't know. We don't know what's going on. He's just to himself, yeah. And he's dark, and he's brooding. And then towards the end...
When he threw that giant snowball at Emma Watson, I did laugh, though. Because, like...
Oh, and also the, that was funny. The snowballs in the 1991 version, they always made a boink sound, which we noticed, and that was
like
very
when
funny.
Snow falls on somebody, it's like I'm like, snow doesn't sound like that. It's like you stepped in mud, but it's snow falling on somebody.
Yeah. it was bizarre. I noticed it the first time, but then they did it like 4 more times, and it was the same thing every time. The most important thing is that the two main characters didn't do a good job.
Right.
It wasn't good.
We might disagree on why this is a bad movie, but I think we both agree on it is a bad movie.
And I'm kind of mad just because I feel like they just tried to grab people like Emma and Josh Gad to try to level up and like get people pumped and try to like boost sales, I guess. I just feel like that was a cheap move.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for our Beauty and the Beast episode, right?
Yeah. I hope everybody's sad now.
Well, speaking of cheering people up, we're doing Mary Poppins next week. Mm. And that is going to, you know, that's going to be like a spoonful of sugar, you know? That's what I say.
You did just make that up.
So, yeah, Mary Poppins next week. Guys, give us those alternate titles. What would you have called Mary Poppins? Let us know on Twitter at WRLM Podcast or on Instagram at We Really Like Musicals. And then, guys, I don't want to give too much away, but, I mean, keep a lookout for our Christmas lineup coming up. We are doing Christmas musicals in the month of December, which is so soon. Can you believe it?
I cannot.
Okay, but we're doing Christmas musicals and really excited about that because Christmas, right?
I like Christmas.
Am I really selling it? Am I hyping it up?
No. Nope.
Hey, fun.
Hey, Emma Watson will be in it, so maybe people will...
No, she won't. Ugh, no.
No, I'm trying
to... Get out of my Christmas.
Get out of my Christmas, he says.
I sure did. And on that note, guys, we'll see you next week on We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and...
And I'm Melise. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Would you consider growing a beard?
Musicals. Jazzy.